my. Oh, my. I would say that today Mommy has got a little dog with her. Are you my little puppy? Are you a puppy? What kind of puppy are you? Oh, you're a West Highland Terrier, huh? A little white fluffy. Yeah, you're a Westie. Oh, a black one. We've been looking at dogs today, my friends. So we've got dogs on our brains, but I think we need to swap what we have on our brains from dogs to something a little bigger. Are you ready? Well, today we're going to read a story called Fred and the Bedtime Elephants. Oh ho, bet you didn't expect that. Today's story is written by Caroline Crow. Pictures are by Claudia Renucci. And it's read today by Mommy and her dog. Ooh, do I get to name you? I'm going to call you Snuffles. Mommy and Snuffles. Are you ready? Here we go. At bedtime, Fred was wide awake. He sighed. I just can't sleep. So Mommy tucked him in and said, the trick is counting sheep. But sheep, Fred thought, are boring. As he tossed and turned in bed, so he closed his eyes and started counting elephants instead. The first one had a pirate hat and an eye patch and a sword. He was hunting around the toy box for his pirate treasure hoard. The second had a cape on and some superhero tights. He was flying around Fred's ceiling trying not to hit the lights. Have you ever seen an elephant fly? Yeah, Dumbo, of course, yes. You're right. Then Fred heard lots of splashing from behind the bathroom door. More elephants in the bathtub blowing bubbles on the floor. Oh my goodness. Three more were on the landing doing clever circus tricks. There are circus elephants here. My dog has pointed out to me that the elephants on the landing are doing their circus tricks, but their circus tricks involve juggling Lego, which is kind of amazing. They were balanced on a beach ball, juggling colorful toy bricks. Right? One, wearing a pink tutu, did a spin across the floor, but she slipped on a banana and got wedged inside the door. Oh, dear. Well, what's she doing? Seriously, what's she doing in a tutu dancing around on the floor? Everyone knows that elephants are very large, and they ought not to be dancing around in tutus. Oh. Fred tried and tried to count them, but the number grew and grew. One flew past him on her scooter. Well, or maybe there were two. It looks like maybe there were two, because we can see one is on the scooter, and then another one is being kind of pulled along behind, right? He has a problem here with these giant elephants. Elephants were everywhere. They turned the TV on. One was gobbling ice cream, and the cookies were all gone. Oh, no. And they're splashing water, it looks like, from the kitchen sink. And they're eating popcorn and jelly beans? What do you think those are? Or M&M's?
That would have to, that has to be a big fridge for an elephant to
sit. Yes, my dog is pointing out that this must be a very large refrigerator indeed if it has an elephant inside of it. I would agree. I mean, we're talking way more than just a walk-in. Now, on the stairs, a marching band was climbing two by two. When the leader lost his footing with a trumpeting hachoo, he crashed into the next one and the house began to shake as they rumbled and they tumbled like an elephant earthquake. Well, yes, because the more elephants you have, the bigger their footsteps are, right? They can shake at the earth. Their trunks were in a tangle, legs waving in the air. He'd never count how many there were all jumbled up in there. "Enough!" cried Fred. "You have to go!" He opened the front door. Then he crashed a pair of cymbals that was lying on the floor. Those are probably from the marching band, don't you think? The elephants ignored him. They were having too much fun. Fred was out of good ideas, but then he had a sneaky one. "Pack your trunks! Be quick!" he said. "Look! Over there! A mouse!" And they say that elephants are afraid of one thing. What is it? A mouse, yeah. The elephants skedaddled. They weren't staying in this house. I don't blame them.
Skedaddle.
Mm-hmm. You know what that means, to skedaddle?
Ever.
It means to run away, to leave quickly. Mm-hmm. Phew, Fred yawned. He closed his eyes and drifted off to sleep. Those elephants were trouble, I think. I'll just stick to counting sheep. And so he did, it looks like. I wonder how many sheep he has. I wonder how hard it is to count those sheep, don't you? Well, that, my friends, is, say it with me, arf, arf. What? Arf, arf? Let's translate it into human. The end.